We're in the halachas of Kaddish and Siman Nun Hey. We'll be doing Sifim Hey through Tes. Now, the halacha that we've been learning is the halacha that you need 10 men that are above bar mitzvah. Says the Machaber, Im lo hevi shtei saris. The Machaber had told us that the definition of bar mitzvah was physical maturity. Well, what if he is not physically mature? Afilu hu gadol bashanim. Even if he's already 13 years old, dino kekotin. He is considered a cotton, at sheyetsu rov shenosav, unless he's 35, yumeishno sein ovehem shivim shana, if the majority of his life has passed and he has not shown signs of physical maturity, the assumption is she'oz yisbarer shehu saris. Then we assume that it must be that he will never physically mature, but he was already a godel before. From when? So if he does not get simoni saris, if he does not get simani saris, the halacha is that he becomes a godel from when he was 13, retroactively. So that if he did anything then, it would count. V'imniralo simani saris. What happens if he shows signs of being a saris? That means he will never physically mature. Kodem lachein dino kagodel. The halacha at that point is that he is considered a godel. At age 20, there is a prima godin who wants to say that perhaps for tefillah one can be makel even before 20. Haga umiyu ein medaktik in besaris. The Ramos says that in practice, we do not go by this. Ela kol shiigia lechal shnosav machaskinan oso kagodl. As soon as he reaches bar mitzvah, the assumption is that he is physically mature as well. The omrim linyun zem istom mehevish de saris. We say that he probably did mature physically. Sivvav. Now we have the case where you have a minyan and shul, they're all above bar mitzvah, there's no shaila as to their age or whether or not they're really gedolim, but vim hischil echad me'asor l'spala levado. Say, you said Ashrei, you're about to say Kaddish, and you take a look, and one of the 10 has already begun his Shemona Esrei. We do not have 10 people, 9 people that can answer to the shots. Veni yochel lano simayim. We have 8 people that can answer, and 1 person davening Shemona Esrei. Oshu yoshein, or someone is sleeping. Afilo achi mitzaref imahim. The Machaber sheet is that he is mitzaref. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah holds that according to the Machaber, you can have more than 1 person asleep or in Shemona Esrei be mitzaref, as long as the majority are able to answer, which means you can have up until 4 people that are in the middle of Shemona Esrei or asleep, according to the Machaber. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that there are those who are machmir and say that it's only 1 that you could be mitzaref. But the Machaber sheet, it would seem to be 4. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down the Taz who totally disagrees and says that a yoshein, someone who is sleeping, cannot be mitzaref. So first of all, even in cases where we will be makel with a yoshein, the Mishnah Berurah says not more than 1. It's enough to be makel with 1, certainly not more than 1. Even there, he says to be choshish for the taz and wake up the person who was sleeping. Do not rely on counting somebody who was sleeping. In a case where you cannot wake him up, so in the Bir Halacha, he says that if you're dealing with Kaddish or Kedusha, you could be Mekel, but don't do a Chazoris Hashatz with all those brachas that could be brachas Levatola on the basis of a minyan where one is sleeping. Therefore, in a place where they do a hecha shmoneser, what the hecha kedusha, what they do is the shatz begins his own tefillah balachash out loud, and they say kedusha. He says tolakel akadosh, and then continues his tefillah balachash, and everyone else begins their shmoneser. So, in such a case, you're not doing a chazoras hashatz. There's no shaila bracha levatola. In such a case, or in the case of Marav, which is a matter of Kaddish, there you can rely on a Yashin if you cannot wake him up. Whereas, you should not do a Chazaras Hashatz on the basis of a 10th person who is asleep. With regard to somebody who is davening Shemona Esrei, the halacha there is that one could be Mekel. B'Shas Hadchak, we will rely on people who are davening Shemona Esrei. And if necessary, even as many as 4. But Siv Zayin, Kishechad Mispala Lavado Nochon Shachir Miyamtinu Melomer Kaddish Ad Sheyigmor Kedei Sheyiske Gamhu. The Mechaber says it is nochon. The proper thing to do is wait till every last member of the congregation finishes Ishmon Esrei before you start Kaddish or Chazaras Hashas. I mean, it's even in Maariv, where he's not going to miss Kedusha, but he's going to miss Kaddish. You're better off waiting for everyone to finish that they too could be zochet to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. Nevertheless, in a case where there's Tircha de Tzibura, and someone's davening very long, or you have several people davening long, so the minhag is to start Chazaras Hashatz or Kaddish before that. With regard to how many you have to wait for, so based on what we saw before, if necessary, one person in Shmona Esrei is all right, and in B'Shas Hadchak, you can even rely on four people that are in Shmona Esrei, as long as everybody else can answer. Sifches, Cheresh, someone who is deaf, Rachmana Litzlan, Hamadaber, but he speaks. Veino Shomea, although he doesn't hear. O Shomea Veino Medaber, the case of someone who hears but cannot speak. Hein Kapikhin Umitstarfin. They do not have the halacha of Cheresh all over Chazal, where Cheresh is classed together with Shot of a Katan and is not Mitzstarif. Someone who is deaf or somebody who cannot speak, but he can do the other, is Mitzstarif. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz that someone who doesn't hear is not mitzaref, unless he reads lips and knows when to answer amen. Now, what about somebody who can neither hear nor speak? Avol mi she'eino shomea ve'eino medaber harei k'shot of a katan. He is the cheresh of Chazal that has a din of a shot of a katan and is not mitzaref. The prima gadim is mistopping in the case of someone deaf if he can read lips and then answer amen, it could be that he could be yotze with somebody, even though he cannot hear what the person has to say. So long as he's answering amen to what the person is saying, and the explanation being, we do find this in the Rishonim, that the word amen means ditto. The word amen means, I am saying whatever you just said. So if he's aware of what the other person said, and he said amen to that, it's as if he actually said it, although he didn't hear the words that came out of the person's mouth. Which brings us to Sif test. Lo'olam hu katan ad sheyavi beis saris. Acher shiyah ben yud gimel v'yom echad. One is considered a katan even though he is physically mature, unless he is physically mature after he becomes 13. Before 13, physical maturity, we do not consider that as a sign that he is a gadol. Ushnasa ibr bas yud gimel chodesh. In an ibr yar, a leap year, you need the entire 13 months. Now, what is Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad? So the Mishnah Berurah had previously spoken out that Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad does not mean 13 and another day. Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad means his birthday has come. It's a second into his birthday. What he means is that you cannot count the day before as the last day of the previous year, and therefore he's already bar mitzvah. The last day, the day before his birthday, is the last day of the previous year. He is not bar mitzvah till his birthday actually comes in. In the case of someone who was born Bein HaShemashes in twilight, he is considered a Suffolk Katan, Suffolk Gadol for that day.